Geographical Isolation. By Richard William Nelson. Geographical isolation is a driving force of speciation, hypothesized by Charles Darwin in The Origin of Species. The emergence of new species is chiefly grounded on the laws of geographical distribution, that forms now perfectly distinct species have descended from a single parent form, Darwin argued. The University of California, Berkeley, UCB, Evolution 101 hosts the website page Causes of Speciation. Their argument for the theory is logical. Scientists think that geographic isolation is a common way for the process of speciation to begin. Rivers change course, mountains rise, continents drift, organisms migrate, and what was once a continuous population is divided into two or more smaller populations. In testing the theory, Daniel Rabisky, of the University of Michigan, and Daniel Matut, of the University of Chicago, found the geographical isolation theory of speciation wanting, intensifying the Darwin dilemma. Macroevolutionary speciation rates are decoupled from the evolution of intrinsic reproductive isolation in Drosophila and birds, by Rabisky and Matut, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, found. No evidence that the propensity of organisms to evolve reproductive geographical isolation predicts the rate at which they form new species over geological time scales. In an interview by the University of Michigan, Rabisky explained that most research on the formation of species has assumed that these types of reproductive barriers, geographical isolation, are a major cause of speciation. But our results provide no support for this, and our study is actually the first direct test of how these barriers affect the rate at which species form. According to Rabisky and Matut, if genetic barriers to reproduction are a leading cause of new species, then groups of organisms that quickly accumulate those genes should also show high rates of species formation. This theory was tested by comparing speciation rates to genetic indicators of reproductive isolation in birds and fruit flies. Fruit flies and birds were selected for the study since extensive data sets on experimental interspecies breeding exist for both groups. The researchers used evolutionary tree-based estimates of speciation rates for 9 major fruit fly groups and 2/3 of known bird species. Using computer models to perform a comparison, the results came as a surprise. Rabisky explains. We found no evidence that these things are related. The rate at which reproductive genetic barriers arise does not predict the rate at which new species form in nature. If these results are true more generally, which we would not yet claim but do suspect, Rabisky continued to explain, it would imply that our understanding of species formation is extremely incomplete because we've spent so long studying the wrong things, due to this erroneous assumption that the main cause of species formation is the formation of barriers, geographical isolation to reproduction. The whole enterprise of finding speciation genes is potentially irrelevant to understanding the origin of species, Rabisky concluded. Darwin's hypothesis, later supported by Evolution 101, that isolation are necessary elements for the formation of new species is wrong. Darwin had more faux pas, however. These include pangenesis, spontaneous generation, blended inheritance, sexual selection, uniformitarian, etc. Darwin's theory exists only as a philosophy, not as a scientific fact. More scientifically invalid theories, sadly, have once been advocated by UCB. For years, the site included genetic mutations as a cause of speciation. Replacement theories over the past 50 years have not fared any better. Neo-Darwinism and the modern synthesis is dead. Over the last 150 years since the publication of The Origin of Species, the evolution industry has evolved as master hoodwinking specialists starting into full gear with the Piltdown Man fiasco. During the past century, advances in technology have radically improved the range and accuracy of scientific inquiry. As Alan Love of the University of Minnesota concluded in the Watershed book entitled Evolution: The Extended Synthesis, a fully unified view of evolutionary processes may be out of reach. Biological evolution exists only as a philosophy, not a valid scientific theory.